Now to that study which has found that problems in public housing are pushing some people with mental illnesses back onto the streets. The Public Interest Advocacy Centre found that the stresses of social housing present a series of challenges for vulnerable Australians, as Thomas Ariti reports.
Studies into homelessness often highlight a lack of affordable housing across Australia, but now a report has found for some people with a mental illness, simply finding a new home isn't the answer.
These people had found significant barriers and difficulties in coming off the streets and finding stable and safe accommodation.
Lou Schetzer is a senior policy officer with the non-profit law and policy organisation, the Public Interest Advocacy Centre. He's the co-author of the report, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and spoke to people in New South Wales who had come off the streets and found accommodation.
A whole new series of challenges and difficulties were then faced by them. Difficulties such as how to sustain their tenancies, how to live in high density accommodation. So really, coming off the street was just the first start of the challenges. There was a whole series of challenges that they then faced once they were in accommodation.
Lou Schetzer interviewed 30 people living with a mental illness who had also experienced homelessness. He says some romanticised the idea of living back on the streets. They felt isolated in public housing and said when they were homeless, they had more support. Mr. Schetzer says while some are considering returning to the streets, others have already made the decision.
We're aware of a number of people who, from an experience of coming off the streets, found the difficulties in living within a high-density environment, difficulties of problem neighbours. They felt threatened by other people in their environment, and they said, look, I can get a better night's sleep living on the streets. Now, I do not think that that is a satisfactory situation where people think that living on cardboard and sleeping rough on the streets is considered a safer option than stable accommodation.
The study focuses on people living with a mental illness, but the social justice group, the Mercy Foundation, says the stresses and anxieties of public housing can affect anyone. Felicity Reynolds is the organisation's CEO and has a background researching mental illness as well as homelessness.
I think it can be difficult negotiating anywhere where you live. If you don't have someone to assist you with that and you find it difficult, then you know you're going to have a lot more problems. I mean, all of us have problems in doing that from time to time, but I think we need to make sure that people who are perhaps susceptible to greater stress and depression and other kinds of conditions have that kind of support to negotiate life.
Lou Schetzer says a remark from one participant was particularly revealing.
You can take the person off the street, but you can't take the street out of the person. And so that once the person is housed, they do need to be given that support to make their tenancy work.
So what can be done? Felicity Reynolds says for some people, support shouldn't come to an end when they've been handed the keys to a new home.
There are definitely people who might have relapses, etc., and they need the support to be available. And also some people who might need some kind of ongoing permanent support to help them sustain housing. We call that permanent supportive housing. There isn't enough of it.
Lou Schetzer says the nature of the housing also requires some careful consideration.
They need to be housed in areas where there is access to support services, public transport infrastructure that enables them to travel to necessary medical support services or counselling services or other support services that they are needed.
That's Lou Schetzer from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre speaking to Thomas Ariti.